Talking to Owatonna High School senior Ryan Grunwald, state champion Owatonna High School senior. That has a cool ring to it, Ryan. How you feeling about that?
Definitely does have a cool ring to it. It's very exciting. So,
has it kind of set in that you're part of history as far as being in that first girls tournament and winning a state title? Has that kind of set in your mind pretty well at this point?
Yeah, I would say so. At first, it was like, okay, I'm a state champion, but like, what does that mean? But I think I have a pretty good understanding of it now, and being like the first ever, it's pretty cool feeling. Like, you know, there's not going to be anyone before me. Like,
so maybe that is it then. So what does it mean? So after you've had a little bit of time to think about it with regard to what it means to be a state champ, what are some things you've kind of come up with for that answer?
This year, like, obviously women's wrestling got sanctioned in Minnesota. I just had like the opportunity to represent Owatonna at that state level, and obviously I took home the championship, so it was awesome to like, especially just to like represent Owatonna and just get my name out there and represent the girls and get like the women's wrestling like name for Owatonna, like, hey, come here. So
when the announcement came that Owatonna that Minnesota would sanction girls wrestling at a state level like it did, what was your reaction to that? Did you think something like that might happen while you were still in high school, or did it kind of hit you out of the blue that this actually happened?
Well, they had voted on it many times, but it like never got enough votes to pass. So I thought, well, it's probably not going too well. I'm in high school, so I never really like thought much of it. And then all of a sudden, they were just like, oh, yeah, it passed. And I was like, no way. Because then, of course, I'm a senior, so it was the first year of it being sanctioned. It was my senior year. So
it sounds like sections went well in talking with Coach Johnson, kind of lower scoring matches. But in order to get to state, of course, you had to do well at sections. How did you feel Hastings, the event at Hastings, went for you?
I think it went very well. It was definitely low scoring, but I think everyone was, you know, playing it safe and not going for all the crazy moves and everything like you normally would. It was definitely tough matches, but like anyone that, like all those girls that were there, a lot of us, if matches would have just went a little bit differently, they would have went to state too. So
okay, at state on Saturday, how did it feel to go out on the floor of XL Energy and be introduced as far as that semifinal round, let alone championship round? But how did it feel to be out there, butterflies or anything of that sort for you?
Well, the semifinals, my first match out there, it was the first time I stepped out on the arena floor out there, and I was so nervous. It was a different feeling than I ever thought it would be, just like, because I've gone to lots of tournaments with lots of people, but there are so many people there, and it just like, they're all above you, and it was just a crazy atmosphere, but it was a really cool feeling. And then just like being able to win both my matches and, you know, the Owatonna section cheering me on the whole time, it was a really fun experience.
You had to go to overtime in the semifinal, right?
Yep.
Okay, so what was key to getting a victory in the semifinal matchup?
All that went through my mind was, oh, I need to win this match because I need to go to finals. And then I was like, well, she's not going to shoot on me, so I need to shoot on her because I want to win. So I blast doubled her to her back. So,
and that was the move in overtime then to get the sudden victory? Okay, and then your finals match, remind me how that went to win the championship. And certainly when it comes to the finals, the Minnesota Wrestling Tournament is set up in such a way they introduce everybody, give a little biographical information before they start the matches. So a very cool setting, and then the match itself. So take me through the finals just a bit.
Yeah, so they start all the matches all at once, and they announce everyone. So I was wrestling Strogemeyer, I think is her name. Okay. I don't know how to say her last name. But she actually had beaten me at the Pine Island Girls Tournament. It was a 6-4 match there. And then we get to finals, and I'm just pumped up and ready to go. And I actually ended up beating her decision 10-2.
Wow.
And I almost pinned her at the end of the match. I had her on her back a couple times, a couple close pins. So.
What was it that you did to turn around a loss from a previous meeting with her into a dominating win? How was it different for you?
I just think the main thing was at the Pine Island tournament, I wasn't having a good day.
Okay.
So I think the main thing was just having a better day and wrestling better.
Well, the days don't get much better than winning a state championship in the first ever tournament, right?
I don't think so, so.
when you win the title, any other particular thoughts go through your mind besides what we've already talked about here when you when that match went final last Saturday?
Not really. Okay. I mean, it was just a really big accomplishment, and I was just excited, and I know both my coaches were pumped up as well.
And which coaches do you specifically work with then, mostly, Ryan?
I guess we're pretty close with all the coaches in the room, but the ones in my corner for both my matches were Johnson, Head Coach Johnson, and then Keller.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you mean by your two coaches. Certainly the two that are in the corner. And then, Ryan, for the team, 8 wrestlers at state, yourself and Landon win championships. There was Isabel comes in 3rd, and a 3rd as well for Kale. I think it was a 3rd for Kale as well. So it was a very nice wrestling tournament for the Huskies as a team.
Yeah, the whole team worked really hard this year. And I think it was a very different year just because of the new head coach, but we all worked very hard, and I think we would have had some more going to state if we've had Johnson the past couple of years, because he pushes us very hard.
Ryan Grunwald, for just a minute or two more here. One of the captains for the team for the Huskies. That's a very nice honor, I'm sure, for you, part of a group of captains.
I wasn't expected to be a captain. I wasn't expecting it, and it was cool. They gave me the title just because I'm a good role model in the room, and I think it's cool. First girl captain, too, so...
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yep, some firsts that you will always have, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
And now, is it Stevens Point you're going to wrestle at?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and remind me, I know I talked to you on that signing day as well, but a couple of notes about what you like about Stevens Point and your future there as a college wrestler.
Stevens Point is a public school, but it has the private school feeling. So it's a lot smaller classes and all that. And then it's just really pretty over there. And it definitely just, kind of has, a homey feeling. So it's exciting. And I love the wrestling coach and the team there. So it'll be really fun.
And, again, a question I know I asked you when I saw you at the signing day. But to go to Stevens Point, will you be on a women's wrestling team and that exclusive? Or is there some male wrestling that you would be involved with as well?
Yeah, so it'll be a fully women's wrestling team.
Okay.
They have men's and women's there, so.
All right, and a full schedule and other Wisconsin teams, and I'm sure some other teams from around the upper Midwest. So a full schedule would be ahead for you next winter, hopefully.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Lots of traveling.
Well, that's what happens with college, but I'm sure you'll have a fun time with that too, and bonding with teammates and everything, right?
Yeah.
And Ryan, what are you planning to study over there?
I'm going to be majoring in sociology with a minor in criminal justice.
All right. Well, fantastic visiting with you. Congratulations again on a state championship and being part of a whole new avenue of sports in Owatonna and around the state with girls wrestling getting an awfully good a good look this season. I'll ask you one more question then. With the way that the girls tournament was held and the attention and publicity that it seems girls got in a good way and quite a bit of it, are you pretty pleased with how the tournament was held in its first year?
Yeah, I think it was ran really well, and they definitely like having girls on their own mats and stuff, it kind of brought a spotlight to brought a spotlight to the girls, just to kind of get it out there, like, hey, there's girls here now. So I think that was really cool, and I think if they continue to do that, we'll get more girls coming out.
All right, yep, certainly so. You get this rolling, it sounds like it's a growing sport in a big way. Hey, Ryan, again, thanks for your time and congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much.